Sagt die Mischne. Misha Kidesh Achas Mishne Achoyes. If a man went to marry one of two sisters, V'yeni Yodei Eizem Yem Kiddush, he doesn't know which one he gave Kiddushin to. There were two sisters there. He gave one of them a prut Areyam Kiddushesli, and later they forgot which one of the two he was Mekaddish. So he can't live with either one of them, because anyone he lives with, he has to be afraid, maybe that's the sister of his wife, and she's an erva, your wife's sister. Therefore, what you have to do is, Noisen get lezu v'get lezu. You have to give a get to both of them. That's the only thing. What about Meis? Let's say this man that Suffolk married one of the two daughters, two sisters, died. For loy ach echot. And this man now has only one brother. Halacha is cholos l'shteyim. He has to give chalitza to both of his two wives, to Suffolk. He has to give chalitza to both of them. So Drashi, to lo yoda eiz hi yivimtoi. Because we don't know really which one was your brother's wife. Now, umechlitz chodo v'yiv mechodo, the chur of the answer is, give chalitza to one, and then go b'miyabim the other one. So Rashi says, loy, you can't do that. The achoyt chalutzosoi asulam d'rabonim. V'chayehom. And since you gave chalitza to one, the first one you gave chalitza to, we have to be afraid maybe that was your wife's brother. So she's called the chalitza. The halacha is her sister is also to you with the rabbanon. So once you gave chalitza to one, you can't be miyavin the other one. Now, v'yavumi bereisha, I go and marry one of them, nami loy. T'dilma loy zuhi yivimtoi. Maybe this is not your brother's wife. Maybe the one you're going to marry now is the sister of your brother's wife. What comes out, ukapoga v'yachoy sukukosoi. T'hevi chishtoi. Really, Zika is the other sister was your brother's wife. Shosia has Zika to you. You're like married to her? So if you go and marry with the other sister, you're to Navera. So therefore, you can't beat me up neither one of them. So the answer is you have to give chalitza to both of them. Hoyeloshnayim, let's say the brother that again married one of the two sisters, and he died. He had two brothers left over. Then the locher is echad chalitz. One brother has to give chalitza to one. The echad miyabim. And then the second brother, Mamanushach, he's mutter to be Miyabim, the second wife. Because Mamanushach, if when the first one gave chalitza, he hit the brother's wife, the Yavama, so the other sister wasn't married to your brother, so she's mutter to you. She's not a chesklutzosoy, you can give a chalitza. Elamai, maybe the first brother that gave chalitza hit the wrong one, so what? So now when the second one has been Miyabim, the second one, he's been Miyabim, his brother's wife. So Mamanushach, when you have two brothers left over, one brother gives chalitza first, and then the second brother, if he wants to, could be miyabim the second one. Now, what about kodmu b'konsu? Let's say one brother fast first when it was miyabim one of them. Ein motzi miyodim. We don't say he has to give her get, but rather what we do is we tell the second brother, fast go and give chalitza to the other one. So even on the tzad, that the real Yavama was the second one. So when the first brother married a sister, he didn't have era, because he married Achois Zukhasoi. Still, when the second brother now gives Chalitza to the real Yavama, Chalitza takes off the Zikul of Afreya. That's what Rashi says here. That when the second brother fast gives Chalitza to the second one, Chalitza takes off the Zikul of Afreya. So now when the first brother married the sister, there's no Avera anymore. What about now Shnayim Shekitsu Shtei Achois? Two brothers married two sisters. But Zeini Yodeya, Eza Kiddush. Rashi is another Himnochim. Stam, two men. Ladaf, two brothers. Shnayim, two men. Two different people. Shnayim, Shekitsu, Shteachoyes. They married two sisters. Zeini Yodeya, Eza Kiddush. Zeini Yodeya, Eza Kiddush. Each man happened to go to his two sisters and gave one of them Kedushin, and each one forgot which one he was Mekadosh. So Kitzur, there are two husbands here, and each one has a suffix, which one is his wife. So Locher is, Zeh Noisen Shnei Gittin, V'Zeh Noisen Shnei Gittin. What has to happen is each man here has to give two gets. Each one of them, he has to give a get. He gives like just like one. You don't know which one is your wife and which one is your sister. He also to both of them. So he has to give both of them a get. What about Mesu? Let's say these two men died now, the two husbands died. Lo ze'ach u ze'ach. Each husband had a brother. Again, these two people were not brothers. Two strangers. Married two sisters. And now these two strangers died. And each one had one brother. So Kitzur, there are two brothers now, that they have a suffering, the two sisters, which one is each one's Yavama? So lochri zechulus l'shteyim v'zechulus l'shteyim. Again, they can't make yidden to any one of them. They're afraid they're marrying a choyzik or chosoi. So therefore, both of them have to give chalitza to both of them. That's the way you play it safe. Both of them have to give chalitza to two sisters. What about l'zeach? One man that died had only one brother alive. Well, l'zeshnayim, the other man that died had two brothers alive. So the case is like now, loch is like this. Hayochid, the one that only has one brother, chaylus l'shteyim. He has to give chalitza to both of them. The Maisi only had one brother. It's a suffer with these two sisters. You don't know which one was really your brother's wife. So you can't marry either one of them. Because maybe you're marrying the one that's not your brother's wife, which is a sister of your Zika. So that's also to you. So therefore you have to give both of them chalitza. So the one that only has one brother, that brother has to give both of them chalitza. Is Hayochid Chelis Teshtayim. The Ashnayim, what about the one that died that had two brothers left over? So there are two brothers here now that they have to take care of these two sisters. Echot Chelis. The best answer is first one of them gives Chelitza to one. And then Mamonashach V'yechad Miyabim. Mamonashach, the second brother, is Mutter to the second sister. Mamonashach. If the sister that the first one gave Chelitza to was really his brother's wife, so then the second sister is nothing. She wasn't married to your brother. So the second brother's allowed to marry her. Elamai, maybe when the first brother gave chalitza was to the wrong one. So then very good. When the second one now is giving miyabim, he's been miyabim, his wife's brother. So therefore, in such an eitzah, that's what happens when the two brothers, first the brother gives chalitza to one, and then the second brother could be miyabim. What about kodmu v'konsu? Again, the second pair of brothers, one of them fast went and married one first, made yibum. The same Allah ain't by seeing miyadam. We don't force them to give a get to get rid of her, but rather we say, wait until your second brother gives chalitza to the second one. So Mamonashach, on the tzad to say that you married the first sister of Yisr, that she wasn't really your wife's brother. She was the sister of your wife's brother. So l'churat achoysuk kasoi, she's also to you. But when your second brother gives the real yavama the chalitza, that takes off the zikul of Afreya, and therefore now you're mutter to stay with your wife. Therefore, ain't much seem yodom, we don't tell you to give her a get. What about again, the case was again, lezeshnayim. Two strangers married two sisters. And each stranger, when he died, he left over two brothers. So kids, there are four brothers here, over two sisters. We don't know what to do. Is Achim Shelzeh, the brother of one brother from one husband, Cholet Liachas. He should give chalitza to one of them. The Yochiv shows there, now a brother from the second husband is chalitza liachas. He should give chalitza to the other one. Now, so both these two wives so far got chalitza from each one of the two brothers. Now, Yochiv shows there, now the second brother from the first husband, miyabim, he could go be miyabim, chalutzosa shows there. He should marry the second sister. In other words, again, from each husband, had two brothers. So first the brother gives chalitza to one. Now then the second brother, he could be miyabim, the other sister. And the same way the other husband, he left over two brothers. So that first brother has to give chalitza to one. And then the second brother could be miyabim, the second one. Let's look at it. Miyabim chalitzosu shalzeh. The yachir shalzeh, miyabim chalitzosu shalzeh. That's the eitzah. Then for sure they're not being pagay in an erva. And for sure, if anything, it's your brother's yavama, it's your brother's wife. And if it's not your brother's wife, Shlomaisa, there's no mitzvah yibum now. Because the other brother already gave a chalitza. So for sure she had chalitza. On tzad, it's your brother's wife, so you could be miyabma. On tzad, it wasn't your brother's wife, it was the other's husband's wife. So then, that brother already gave chalitza. So Manashach, she's mutter to you. What about Kodmu Shnayim? V'choltzu, let's say two of them first. Kodmu shnayim v'choltzu, lo yivmu hashnayim. El echot, let's say, for two brothers, right away went and gave chalitza. The two brothers gave chalitza to both of them. Then lo yivmu hashnayim. The next two brothers should not make yivum. El echot chalitz. For sure, one of them first has to give chalitza. The yechot miyabim. Then the second one could be miyabim. But you have to have chalitza first, because maybe, if you'll be miyabim one first, you have to be afraid this was not your wife's, your brother's wife. The other one was your brother's wife. Says, so this is called Achois Kosai, she's also to you. So therefore, the second two brothers, one of them first gives Chalitza, and then the second one, Monoshach, could make Yibum. What about Kodmu Vakonsu? Let's say the second pair of brothers, first they go make Yibum, one is Miyabim right away. Again, the Lachur is Ein Matiyim Miyodim. We don't say you have to give her a get, but rather just wait until your brother gives Chalitza to the other one. So Monoshach Yimutta, because your brother took off the chalitza, gave chalitza to the other sister. So on the tzad, that was your wife's brother. That took off the zikul amafreya. So now that you married the achois sukkosoi, you married the sister of your brother's wife, once the other brother gave the chalitza, she now becomes mutter to you. So just stay put until your brother makes chalitza, then it's alright. So kids, so these are the cases of what happens when two people marry two sisters. So to Gemara now. Shemar Midah, from our Mishnah, we have a raya that Kedushin, Shein Misura Leviya, heavy Kedushin. And we have some Achoikas, the Gemara in Kedushin like this. Is that called Kedushin? Like, what's the first case of our Mishnah? The first case of our Mishnah is, Misha Kidesh Achas Mishnah Achois. You went over to two sisters, and you Mekadesh one of them. You don't know which one. Lamaisa, you're not allowed to live with either one of them. You can't have Biya with any of them. Because whoever one you want to live with, you have to be afraid she's not your wife, but she's your wife's sister. So it comes out, how Kedush Kedushin Michal, this is called the Kedushin Shein Misura Nabiya. You can't live with her. And there's a man the Yomar that says that's not called Kedushin. The Ikra of Kedushin is to be able to live with her. So according to now, Mishnah should be a proof that still is called Kedushin. Even though you make Kedushin a Nisha that you're not allowed to live with, still Kedushin is Chal? So Gemara says no. I'll tell you how Mishnah means, Hocha B'mayaskino Kishukru. At the beginning, you married one sister, and at the time you married her, you knew who she was. So it's called, you're allowed to live with her. Well, if so, if this Arvu, but then later the two sisters got mixed up together, and they're like twins, vice versa, and you don't remember which one is your wife. That's what the Mishnah's talking about. So in such a case, since at the time when you married her, you knew which one was your wife. You were allowed to marry her, and live with her. Therefore, the Kedushin is Chal. Now the question is later, when they get mixed up, and you don't know which one's your wife, Minasafik, you have to give them both a get. They can now bring you proof. That's Pshana Mishnah. Tiktoni, the Mishnah says, V'yeni Yodeya, he does not know. Mashmin, now he does not know. For like Yotoni, V'yeni Yodua, it doesn't say it wasn't known. It wasn't known means he never knew which one was his wife. Henechnami, maybe then the Kedushim not Pichal. But just as Lashu, V'yeni Yodeya means now he does not know. Shema Mina, that at one time when he first married her, he knew who his wife was. That's why the Kedushim was Chal. Just later on, they got mixed up, the two sisters. You forgot which one is your wife. Now you can't live with either one of them. Therefore, you have to give them both a get. For the Gemara of Sol, my Kamash, what's the Chiddush? Pshita? Like Pshita Kedushin is Chal. So Gemara says, Seif Ritzvach Lei. And Echnami, the ratio of the first case is Pshita, but the second case is the Chiddush. Meis, let's say you died. V'lo Yach Echad, you have only one brother. Chalos L'shtayim. That your brother has to give chalitza to two of them. That's the Chiddush. He can't give chalitza to one, but he has to give chalitza to both of them in our suffix. Rashi says, Diktoni, Seif Yitzruch Lei. Rashi says, Diktoni, Echot Chalitz V'yachem Yabin. Okay, Rashi is going to the Chiddush when you have two brothers left over. So one gives chalitza, one gives Yibam. The Shaminon, Davka Michlot Chad. The Chiddush is first you have to give chalitza. For how do you woo me? And then you may have the other one. The Monoshach, capriciously ill. Like we said before. Is that the Chiddush of the Sefer? When you left all the two brothers, Mace? The next Rashi going there, forget. Well, no, this Rashi going to the next tomorrow. We're here to say, Michael Mashmon, was a Sefer Yisroch Lei. Mace, V'loy Achech, and you only have one brother. That's Cholos Kishtayim, that's Gubra Chiddush. That he can't be Miyabim, he has to give Chlitza to both of them, that's the Chiddush. Right, and then the next case of the Mishnah was, Hoyulo Shnayim. Let's say there's one person that died and left over two brothers. Now it says, Echot Chalitz V'yechon Miyabim. First one brother gives Chalitza, then the second brother, if he wants to, could be Miyabim the second wife. And here the Chiddush is, Dafka this or this way. Mechlatz, first one brother has to give the first one Chalitza. For Hodi Yavumi. And then if he wants to, we can marry the second wife. Avu Yavumi Beresha. But if one brother, again, you have a case where the one husband, one man, married one of two sisters. He doesn't know which one. And he died. And he has two brothers now. So he said, these two brothers, first one brother cannot be Miyabim one of them. Av Yavumi Beresha Lai. We have to be afraid the one you want to marry now was not really your brother's wife. So what is she? She's the sister of your brother's wife. So since your brother's wife has zika, she fell to Yibam, it's like you're a little bit married to your brother's wife. So you're also to a sister. So therefore you can't be miyabim one first. First one brother has to give a chalitza. After one brother gave a chalitza, so the zika went off, if that's the Yibama, so then you mutter to the other one. And on its side, the first one gave chalitza meant nothing, then very good, the second one is the Yibama, you can make Yibam. Now the next case, Mishneh, Shnayim, Shekitcha, Shnei Achoyis, again, two strangers married two sisters. Again, Lechura, Shemamin, the Kedushin, Shemesur, Nevi'a, heavy Kedushin. Lechura, if two people married two sisters, they don't know which one is their wives. Each one is also to live with any one of them. So Lechura, why is the Kedushin Chal together? So again, the Gemara is the same terrace. No, there's no proof from here. Hachinam, you know what we're talking about here. Kishukru, at the beginning, each one knew who he married. So he was allowed to live with his wife. Well, the certain is terrible. First, later they got mixed up together. And they could not bring you a proof. Tiktonia, Mishnah says, V'eni Yedeya, they did not know now. V'loi Ketonia, V'eni Yedua. It doesn't say they did not know at all. It was not known. Shema Mina, that it was known, but just now they forgot. For the Gemara of Sowam, Aikum Ashmelon, what's the Chiddush then? Seif Yitzrachle, the Chiddush is the Seifah. Meisu, these two strangers died. Loze Echod, Loze Shnayim. One had left over one brother, one left over two brothers. Is Hayochad Chilas Lishtayim. The first brother has to give chlitza to both of them. For Yashnayim, now the second pair of the second husband, those two brothers, Echod Chilas V'Echad Miyavim. For the Gemara Pshita, Hainu Reisha, from which the same halacha of the Reisha. From the Reisha, we know these are the same halachas. Verse says no. Ma'adutayim, I would have thought over here, Ligza Treyotuchad. Since here the case is, one husband only had one brother. Now that brother could only give chlitza. So maybe making Zera, even though the second husband left over two brothers, maybe making Zera that both brothers have to medafel give chalitza, and neither of them can make Yibum, because also maybe the first brother would make Yibum. Kamash Mulam, we don't make this Zera, that's the Chiddush. That the one that only has one brother, he can't make chalitza. He only has to make chalitza. But the second husband left over two brothers, those two brothers, the answer is, first you give chalitza, and then the second brother, if he wants to, he could have miyavim the other one. But Manu Shach, she's mutter to him. Either it's Mamish, his brother's wife, or else on the tzad, she's the sister, but then the first brother already gave chalitza to the real Yevama. So Mel the Zika goes off, therefore she's mutter to you. First has to be chalitza, then has to be Yibum. Av Yevumi Bereshim, if you make Yibum first, like, that's no good. The Kapoga of Yevama Lashuk. Because if you make Yibum first, you have to be afraid, maybe being Pageya, be Yevama Lashuk. Because maybe she's not your Yevama. Maybe she's the other one's Yevama. Maybe she's the other husband's wife. And she's called the Yevama. So you marry, you're being Pagani, Yevama Lashuk. So therefore you can't marry her. Therefore you have to have Chalitza first. The first brother has to give Chalitza. Then the second pair, one can make Yevam. Because if not, you have to be afraid the one you're marrying now wasn't your brother's wife altogether. It was the other stranger's wife. So she's a real Yevama. So if you marry her now, you're being over the Avera, marrying Yevama Lashuk. Therefore, first has to go Chalitza, then has to go Yibam. The Zeshnaim was Zeshnaim. For the Gemara, Sulamuli, Hainuach, what's the difference now that each one had two brothers? Because now the time of Ligzer. Dilma Miyabim, Beloy Chalitza, maybe they'll forget to make Chalitza altogether. And the Lani make Yibam, Kamash Malan. You don't make these Gzeres. For the Gemara, Maishno, why is it different here? We hold the time that we learned. Arba Achim. Four brothers, Shnayim Yem Nesunis Teachoyis, two brothers married two sisters, Omeisu Nesunis Teachoyis, and the two brothers that married the two sisters died. So Lach was again, there were four brothers. Two of them married two sisters, and those two brothers died. So the two sisters now fall to the other two brothers. The Lach is a Re'elu Chotzes Lemeth Yebemeth, that the other two brothers, Bedavcha Atrim Chalitza, not Yibum. So why? Why don't we say let one brother give Chalitza first, and then let the other brother make Yibum? What kind of